Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in the studios, a guest that didn't have to travel far to get here to the studios, actually. Braden Burmeister is in with us this morning. Braden is the voice you've been hearing here lately. He's not a new voice to KJAN, but he is new to our team as a full-time staff member, and we're happy to have him. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I guess I paid you to come in. What was I thinking?
Well.
Talk a little bit about Braden Burmeister. You're from right here in the area.
Yeah, so I'm from Anita. I graduated from Cam High School, and then I was here part-time for a while, just coming in on Saturdays and Sundays and helping out for games and all that, if you needed help out for games, either running the board or when Asa was here, him and I called a couple softball games and all that. And then I went to Iowa Central Community College for 2 years for their digital media production. I was going to do radio and TV, but then they joined it with digital media, so I got to learn everything radio and TV and social media as well. Now I'm here.
Talk a little bit what got you interested in the first place in communications.
Well, it all started with Shelly Miller back at CAM. She did the CAM Cougar Channel stuff and like small business and all that. And I started helping out with some live stream and live streams for football, basketball. Then we did the commercials for the CAM Cougar Channel. And I really enjoyed it and figured that that's kind of what I wanted to get into.
Okay. Well, you didn't have to break rocks for a living.
No.
So, you know, that's always good, I guess, too. You get to work mostly in air-conditioned comfort, so that's not so bad. But, it's nice to see. And you're a first for us. When we started the CAM Cougar Channel with CAM High School, several years ago, I don't remember how many years it's been now, 8 or 9 years ago, the hope for us was that we would kind of give students an opportunity to learn a little bit more about broadcasts, both behind the scenes and in front of the camera and all that kind of stuff, learn a little bit about production and commercial work and stuff like that. And then the hope was is that maybe somebody would get the bug and then want to do that for a living, and then we would have an opportunity. I mean, we're going to be selfish about it. Part of our madness there was we were hoping to be able to generate some, you know, potential employees down the road. You're the first one here at KJAN that graduated kind of from the CAM program. We've got channels in at CAM High School, at Griswold right. High School, Riverside High School, and Audubon High School right now. And, you're the first one that's graduated into a full-time position here. So congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it, I guess. I don't know what to really say about that. But
well, you better like it. Did you see that possibly as a potential path for yourself years ago?
Yeah, being here was definitely a path. Really the end goal for me was, still kind of is being on Sirius XM, hopefully having my own sports talk show, or mainly specifically golf or basketball, since I really enjoy those two sports. Mm-hmm. I kind of thought KJM would be a pretty good stepping stone. So
yeah, opportunity for you here locally to kind of get your feet wet in the business and all. Tell me about the Iowa Central experience, because I'm going to let my age out of the bag here. I'm a 1985 graduate of the Iowa Central Community College radio and TV program back then, mostly radio at that time. So I take a little bit of pride in the Iowa Central experience. How was it for you?
It was fun. I really enjoyed my time there. I really didn't have to worry about being too far from home because it was only an hour and a half, 2 hour drive. And my cousin coached baseball up there, so I already knew a bunch of people up there. So it's not like I was getting away too far from family, but like it was far away enough that I got out and was able to do my own thing and have some people to rely back on if I ever really needed something. And then the program itself was awesome. I really had a fun time there for the 2 years I was there, getting really to know the radio side of things. We didn't really go too much on like the production side of it. We were mainly just like mainly on air and just kind of figuring out what would work best for, you know, kind of figuring out how you want to put yourself on air, like present yourself, stuff like that. But
do they still have KICB radio?
Yep. But then I actually called a bunch of games for KICB. We did basketball and baseball. Because we never were able to do football because no one else wanted to do it. It would have been just me, and there was no one to run the board or anything like that. So I was like, well, it looks like we're not doing football, but oh well. We made it work, and we were able to get a guy and I for basketball and baseball and some softball games.
I remember, like I said, a million years ago when I was in the program, it was required that everyone had to do a play-by-play opportunity. Now, we did one football game because football was played off-site.
Right, yeah.
So that was a little tougher to do. But we did one football game, but then we did a lot of basketball games at the time, home games. And I just recall that there were two of us in the class. We were a class of 36 when we started. And there were two of us that's really kind of where we wanted to go was sports play-by-play and stuff. So we were a little more advanced in that. So we pretty much kind of split up the games, and then somebody else would tag along with us because everybody had to do one to qualify to graduate from the program.
Right, yep.
It was interesting, to say the least. We had some folks who had no knowledge of what we were doing as far as they didn't know anything about basketball, didn't know anything about broadcasting a ball game. It was just kind of like I think they jumped in and said hi and bye, and then we just kind of carried the rest of the broadcast. But it wasn't like that for you necessarily.
No, I mean, we did have a couple people that it was their first time ever doing it. So, you know, the experience for them, I'm like, well, we'll put you on play-by-play because then you get more on-air time, and it's – to me, I feel like it's more simpler to do play-by-play only because you're calling the game, whereas if you're doing color, you're just kind of broadening it down, making it easier to listen to and easier to follow along than play-by-play. But
and you know, folks might think, well, how tough could play-by-play be? Because realistically, all you're doing is describing what's happening in front of you.
Right, yeah.
You're just narrating the action. But it takes a little skill to do that.
Right.
It takes an awful lot of practice to be able to do that well. Mm-hmm. You kind of found that out through the experience you had at CAM and then on into college, right?
Yeah, yeah. So with the CAM Career Channel, when I first did play-by-play, and it was just me, I'm like, oh, there's a lot of dead air here that I could fill. And then I had to learn, you know, just to kind of do some color with, you know, with doing just play-by-play. But, yeah, my first time ever doing play-by-play, it was a little awkward for me, I guess I should say.
Well, and there's a whole world of difference between radio play-by-play and video. Or TV play-by-play, because people can watch what's happening on the video or on TV, so you don't have to be quite as descriptive. Radio, if you can do radio, you can do anything, because we have to explain everything that's happening. They can't see it.
Right.
But, yeah, there's an art to it, and it does take a lot of practice, and that's some of what you'll be doing here, doing some ball games and...
Yeah, I really look forward to that, especially when it comes down to football season. I've always, you know, enjoyed doing color for football and basketball in general. If I'm doing play-by-play or color, I enjoy doing basketball just because I really enjoy the game. So,
yeah, well, we got plenty of chances for you between KJAN and our KJAN TV channel on video. You'll have plenty of opportunity to be able to do all that. We have the opening here at KJAN because Christian Adams has found another opportunity for himself, and he's going to move on. We wish him the best, but so you're going to slide in here. Clayton Wallner will become our sports director, and he'll be working with you. And Clayton's been here now, oh gosh, I want to say maybe about 6 or 7, 8 months, something like that. And although that doesn't sound like a long time, he's gotten a lot of experience over this bit of time, and he's a Midwestern guy anyway, and he's looking forward to the opportunity, and you guys get to work together a lot.
Oh, yeah, I'm really looking forward to working with him, so should be fun.
And, of course, you'll be also on air during the course of the day, and then also providing a bunch of content, because through our sports department here, we also spend a lot of time visiting with coaches and players and what have you, and producing content both for on air and online on our website. So a lot of time spent visiting with coaches and all that kind of stuff. You enjoy that?
Yeah, I do. I enjoyed when Iowa Central, you know, just looking for pregame stuff and postgame to post on our social media. So I always enjoyed going and interviewing coaches either before or after, just kind of being like, how do you feel? What do you think this guy could potentially do? Or, you know, how's the team doing and what are they doing to, like, keep their hopes up going into postseason and stuff like that? So,
well, you have plenty of opportunity to do all those things. Now, when Braden's not here working, and believe me, we'll keep you busy, but when you're not here working, what keeps you busy? What do you like to do?
During the summer, I really like golf, so I'll go out and golf a lot, or I try to anyway, whenever I can. And probably a lot more family stuff. You know, I got a couple cousins who are in elementary and middle school, and so, you know, they got a lot of travel ball stuff going on. So I'll go out and watch them play travel ball or anything like that, or volleyball or basketball, whatever sport's going on at that time out in the Des Moines metro area. So I'll go watch them and just really, I guess, spend time with family and friends on the weekends. I got a couple of buddies that really enjoy watching UFC, so I'm like, well, we'll watch some UFC, you know, but on Saturdays. And yeah.
What's your handicap?
Oh, And Anita, it's like, I think it's 11, 10 or 11.
We may have a new company golf champion. You're on my team. Very good. Well, it's a blessing, though, too, to be able to find that first opportunity for you in the work world right here close to home, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Very good. Well, opportunity to stay close to home and still be able to do the things you like to do. Not everybody gets that opportunity, that's for sure. So Hope you enjoy that. Well, if you do see Braden out, and a lot of you folks probably already know Braden anyway because he is a local fella, but if you see him out, make sure you wish him the best and tell him you're looking forward to hearing and seeing his work here on KJN. Very good. Braden Burmeister in with us here this morning and new on the staff, and away he goes. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.